Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, welcome. This is Pastor Butch Palm. You're listening to Financial Survival. As normal, in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Wendy Wilson, the Apothecary Herbs. In the 20th hour, we'll be joined by Melody Siderstrom, the one who makes this program possible, folks, with Discount Gold and Silver. But anyway, as always, we start up today with markets and metals and try to bring up everything up to date on that. And today, all metals but one had an excellent day. I mean, gold had a great day, almost up $25 to $19,5794, about $100 away from another record. Silver had a great day, up a dollar, $24.13. Platinum was down $2.40 to $932.40. Palladium was up $11.20 to $12.4790. So metals did remarkably well today, all but palladium. So I'm tickled to see gold take that hit up, and silver also took a huge jump. The markets today, all over the world, well, take it back, two were down, the rest are up. The Dow was up to 108.34370. NASDAQ was up 173 to 13.933. S&P was up 36 to 44.75. FTSE was up 2.42% to 18.579. The DAX was up 1.47%, 16.027. Hang Seng was up 2.12% to 19.261. The Nikkei was down 0.81% to 31.943. Oil was up $1.14 to 75.97. USDX was down 1.19 to 100.54. Lowest I've seen in quite a while, folks. Really, it was up over 100, 405 for a while. And 10-year yield was also down 0.117 to 3.865%. Now, as you can see, metals, folks, are going back up. Yes, it's a yo-yo. They're up, they're down, they're up and down. But gold never dropped below 1900 again after it went up to, again, almost new record. And I don't think it's going to go much lower than what it is right now. It's going to keep fluctuating maybe a few dollars, but every time it goes up, it's going to go up a chunk. So if you're going to do gold and silver, I suggest you call Melody right away and talk to her about before the prices get any higher at 800-375-4188. Now let's go to our standing guest for Wednesday. We have Wendy Wilson, a lady that I love listening to talk about different topics, and she has a doozy today she's going to talk about, and she may want to tell you what our producer just said when she told him the topic. Go ahead, Wendy. Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you and all the listeners. We're going to try to answer the question, I guess, is will artificial intelligence design the next viral threat? Because there was this recent article in Wired publication, it promoted this discussion on how artificial intelligence will come into play regarding viral pandemics. So scientists are using artificial intelligence in their research, and some are kind of surprised by the results they're getting. So the technology of our age is gaining momentum that, well, in all honesty, seriously concerns a lot of people. So there is this looming question if artificial intelligence can be controlled to keep humanity safe. And scientists are asking interesting questions also, such as who is overseeing the new branch of artificial intelligence that is developing algorithms from data it has been provided from rapidly growing databases on viral sequences. So here's a quote from, this is Dr. Nir Ben-Tali. He's a computational biologist at Tel Aviv University in Israel, because this is where the research is being done a lot on this. He said, artificial intelligence is changing the field radically, end of quote. So you got the superintelligence, and we all remember the trailers, Pastor Butch, for the Superman movies, right? Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap buildings in a single bound. So this could also describe artificial intelligence in unbelievable feats to amass data and knowledge that is multiplying by each second. So saying artificial intelligence is a game changer, well, that's kind of a severe understatement. But will it be for the betterment of humanity? And if artificial intelligence is a threat to humanity, what will be its kryptonite? We got to know what that is. And I don't think just unplugging the back of the thing is going to do it. Let's talk about this next pandemic a little bit, because we've been hearing a lot in regular media about it. So artificial intelligence has been putting virus data into these algorithms, such as ferret viruses called H7N9. So this virus has been used by science to create human influenza. And the reason is science will use the ferret virus because it offers a unique model for easy human-to-human infection or transmission rate. So this component of the ferret virus can make a man-made virus into a deadly disease. So the time, you know, it traditionally took for these research scientists to look at pathogens from different species, see what would make them infect a human. Well, it was a long and painstaking process. However, with artificial intelligence now on the scene, scientists question the computer questions on DNA protein sequences of certain viruses and see if the computer can answer it. And that does in just a few hours, Pastor Butch. So artificial intelligence is collecting a database of viral protein sequences. And it's really interesting that the article discussing this described it as, quote, artificial intelligence is armed with a rapidly growing database of viral sequences. Now, why did they describe it as that way? You know?
Good point.
So, and scientists from all over the world are taking advantage of this and using sophisticated techniques with the help of artificial intelligence. So this new branch of research is AI showing scientists where the key proteins of viral strains are, picking them out, and the most deadly ones, as if they were picking out a pair of socks. Not a problem for AI. So artificial intelligence can look at hundreds of thousands of flu strains simultaneously. That's huge. Wow. So this reveals common criteria among the flu strains, offering diversity regarding their transmission rate among humans and so forth. Now, of course, the science says it's for the benefit of humanity and to protect us with new vaccines. And I think Todd said off the air that he had just heard a report where they announced artificial intelligence is creating a new flu vaccine. Well, yeah,
created a new one, he says. Yes.
Yeah, just created. Okay, so this makes sense because, you know, most of your vaccines are viral. And so this is what they're doing. So here's the thing. The scientists put artificial intelligence on a mission. They said this new branch of science, arming artificial intelligence, has also asked the questions for artificial intelligence to solve. And these are the mysteries of viruses. They were asking things like, what makes some viruses more lethal than others? I'd ask, list the mechanical features that enable a virus to trigger an immune response. The other question was, how can this information be used in vaccine development? And identify the genetic variants and that enable humans to fight the virus. And also identify gene mutations that transform viruses. So scientists are already planning experiments when artificial intelligence answers these questions and a whole lot more. For instance, when artificial intelligence delivers information on the list of mutated candidates, the scientists plan to genetically engineer the mutations and experiment with their effects. So as you can probably guess, this kind of research, you know, it can lead to a problem. Here are some quotes from the Wired Research Report from the Israeli Research Center. They said, this method can involve creating a potentially dangerous virus. Two papers published in 2012 on the H5N1 bird flu, which typically does not spread among people, caused a furor because researchers introduced mutations that made the virus better able to spread among ferrets, and critics were concerned that the findings could be co-opted to make a virus to spread among humans, and they were rightly so to be concerned about that. Another quote was, machine learning techniques are helping scientists pinpoint the mutations that allow bird and pig viruses to infect humans. Lastly, they say machine learning algorithms have been used to study DNA and protein sequences for more than 20 years, but only in the past few years have scientists applied them to viruses. So in an Israeli study, scientists are finding one or more candidates from the artificial intelligence list, and they study them in depth to reveal more detail and to explain why artificial intelligence has selected it. Remember, they gave it questions, and mm-hmm. then it came up of a list of viruses with mutations and all that. Well, they studied them in depth, and they're asking the question, why did artificial intelligence put these on the list and select these? Well, it revealed that the virus's deadly mutations were included in those mutations, and scientists, you know, are really interested in the deadly ones. They're looking for the key to these viruses on how they can easily be spread. And the viral database has more than 60,000 novel viruses in it. And this is what AI has accumulated. So the report goes on to say, for the novel candidates, researchers are now studying viruses with these mutations in human cell lines to see how efficiently they can infect human cells. And Dr. Ben Tal says many mutations can make it easier to cross the avian to human species barrier. So they're looking for those viruses that have those mutations so they can take any species of virus and, you know, infect a human and then make a whole new line of vaccines to sell you.
You know, this sounds like they're developing a Frankenstein that they're not going to be able to control, or they know exactly what they're doing to destroy humanity. So who knows? But that,
yeah,
this
so,
is really
so they're either
dangerous.
they're either going along with it being totally ignorant of where their actions can take them, or it's a very diabolical plan, which is it, right?
Yes.
Of course, scientists don't think it's going to be a problem at all. But, you know, I remind people, think about the birth of antibiotics back in the 40s. Okay, actually, when they announced antibiotics, this penicillin, the researchers that worked on the penicillin project knew that it was going to mutate before 2 years. They knew that.
Wow.
And they knew, yeah, so they already knew this, but, you know, they didn't tell the public that. They didn't kind of acknowledge any of that. So what do we have today? We have superbugs that, you know, medicine struggles to deal with on a bacterial level. Because what did they say in 1940 when penicillin came out? They said, what? This is the end of bacterial infections. Right. We've destroyed bacterial infections. And, you know, God just showed them how big he is, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah. How big of fools they are.
God just showed them, you know.
I mean, you don't mock God very often without a comeback. You know that, so.
Right. It's sort of like the white line saying the ship can't sink in Titanic.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so exactly. So basically I'm telling people are kind of stressed out about this kind of information and hearing that, you know, the elite are saying a pandemic's coming, get ready for it. Well, I tell people, don't panic. Fear is from the devil. Prepare. That's what, take this time to prepare for what may come, because, you know, the Bible has promised us, God's given us medicinal herbs to help us and to deal with things like this. You've got herbs that have inhibitors to Ebola and to dengue, all these hemorrhagic fevers, and people are scared to death of those. But if you've got these herbs, it's, you know, it's God against the pathogency. And, you know, you've got herbs to deal with a lot of viral and bacterial issues. And I tell people it's a good thing to get involved with using herbs, get some experience. And it's not really rocket science. Actually, you learned how to brush your teeth and tie your shoes as a kid. You'll learn how to use these herbs. And before you know it, you're going to know, oh, I got a virus. Oh, I got a bacterial infection. And you'll know which herbs to grab, to go for. You're going to be listening and more in tune with your body and how it's feeling and operating, and you'll instinctively know if you've been working with some herbs how to deal with it. So herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God said that, and he can't lie.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. So in your opinion, and you are, and I respect your opinion, how far do you think you're going to take this?
Well, I mean, if we read scripture, we know that, you know, the tribulation's a time like no other in human history. I think it will get quite hideous, to be quite honest. But I'm hoping that stage of the game will be after the church has left, you see. So I think you have a section of time where, you know, the Christians are persecuted by the world, but that's not the wrath of God. There's a difference there. So God tends to be the same every time. So if you looked at history, you know, Noah, Israel at the Red Sea, and all these examples, Lot and his wife from Sodom and Gomorrah, it's sometimes the 11th hour when God comes in and rescues you. So I tell people,
yeah,
you have, yeah. You have to endure to the end. That's where the Bible says endure to the end. See.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Those near the end, the same shall be saved. But, you know, mm-hmm. We know that we will face Satan's wrath. We will face that. But the sinner is going to face God's wrath. And that's a whole different ballgame. The Christian will face Satan's wrath. I mean, man's been martyred and faced Satan's wrath already for the stand for Christ. So that can happen. We know that. And that will happen. But the day of judgment for the sinners is coming. And that's the one that you don't want to be in, for sure.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So find the Lord Jesus Christ. Mind the time it grows short, because that invitation has an expiration date.
Amen.
And you don't want to be on the other side of that problem. So
no, you do not.
We're in challenging times, but exciting times too, because God has given us all the telltale signs of the age of his return. And we're seeing this Antichrist system being, you know, constructed right before our eyes. You know, and so
yes.
We're really close. We're on the heels of that door opening and the Lord returning. So I tell people, don't squander the time. Know the Lord. Learn how to use the medicinal herbs he promises will help you and endure to the end.
That's exactly right. Give them out the information. Run out of time.
Oh, sure. We have a free catalog, immune boosters, organ cleansing, and other things. 866-229-3663 is the phone number, 866-229-3663. Or they can visit us online and request at The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy, again, thank you for your research and your time. I know this, you don't put this together in 5 minutes. You researched this, and I want to thank you for doing that for us and sharing your information.
Sure, no problem.
You're always worth information, and you're fun to listen to.
So. Oh, okay. I don't know how fun that information was to take, but it's, you know, preparatory. You know, you don't want to be caught unaware.
Well, if AI has already invented a new vaccination,
right?
What could be next? Those are the things we got to consider. I mean, what could be next?
Well, and the Lord can help prepare your heart. So what do I do? What do I do? Don't be like that cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz. What do I do? What do I do? You know, holding your tail.
Exactly.
You gotta do something.
That's right. All right, I'll see you next week.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, back at the break. A lot more to talk about with our main line. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Seastrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Seastrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Seastrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you.
All righty, folks, we are back and we are joined by the Gold Diva, Miss Melody Seastrom, who's going to join us for the next two segments. And I'm glad to have her with us. I always enjoy doing a radio show with Melody because she's so much fun to work with. You cover serious topics, but laugh our way through it anyway. Hello, Melody.
Well, I hope our laughing doesn't scare away buyers of gold and silver, but I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean,
gold did had a great, gold and silver both had a good day. You know that probably.
Yes,
gold
I do
was
know
up
that.
Almost $25, and the silver's up a dollar.
I know that. And the key thing to all of this, all of these goodies, is the USDX. I'm sure you reported that.
Yes,
we have
I
that
did.
Down a full point, 1.12.
Yep.
So we're hovering right around that 100 level, 100.54. And, you know, it all comes up because of the inflation came today in at 3%. So everyone is expecting that the Fed's increase will be over. And so that's going to make the dollar weaker, gold stronger. Gold was going to go up regardless. No matter what they do, gold is going higher. It just is a matter of how quick and, you know, or how slow. But it's going to go higher. Goes up and down. If anybody thinks that anything, any investment goes straight up, you're wrong. It's good to have ups. It's good to have downs because it creates bottoms and resistant levels and so forth. So, yeah, it's good to have an up and down market. So we certainly have seen that. It's not as pleasurable to see, you know, gold prices or silver prices go down. But don't ever expect that they're just going to go up forever and ever. Someone's lying to you if they're telling you that. But long term and future, absolutely. There's nowhere else for them to go. And you know what's funny, though, is because it talks about inflation at 3%, which that's going to kind of flag the end of the emergency increases and a turning point for the Fed. But when you really think about it, I mean, with the stronger dollar, and it's this simple, with the stronger dollar, it made our imports less expensive, okay? Because all the other world currencies, their currencies got weaker, ours got stronger. Most of them, maybe not all of them, but the majority of them where we get our things got weaker, and it made our product that we buy. Where do we buy most of our product from? Outside the country. So it made those products a little bit less expensive. Now that the dollar is dropping, that's going to make all the foreign countries' currencies stronger, which is going to make the imports higher in price. So they can get all excited as they want with their 3%, but your inflation ain't going to go away. And I don't like to use that word ain't, but it ain't going to go away. And so rejoice. They can rejoice all they want. The Fed can stop increasing rates if he wants. But what has really changed? What has improved? Our problems are still there. It's just that they've been able to manipulate and change things. And our economy basically is Wall Street. That's all they care about. That's all anybody in this country cares about is Wall Street, the markets. Because if as long as they keep going up, then everybody feels corporations are doing fine and no one has a worry to there's no worries, no recessions, no nothing. And that's wrong.
Yes, it is.
That's wrong. But to some extent, and I go back to Venezuela, they were having hyperinflation and their stock market was making record highs. But people were eating in the streets. They couldn't buy anything. They couldn't buy food. There was nobody there to buy the stocks. So it didn't matter. People were broke.
Inflation causes markets to go higher.
Exactly. Is that what we're seeing with the stock market now?
I think you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah.
And again, the two key factors that should be counted for inflation, food and energy, is not counted. So they do not have an accurate measurement of inflation. I don't trust them anyway, but it can't be accurate. And we leave out the main things that people have to have, the essentials to live on. If you don't count that in inflation, why count anything else? If they can't even feed themselves, who cares whether housing prices come down or not?
And a big component that they added, and I talked about this yesterday, that they added to the inflation equation was used cars.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that has a real big impact. Yeah, all right. Those prices are coming down, which marks lower inflation. So, yeah, that helps everybody out, doesn't it? It's ridiculous. But anyway.
They may come down, but I still can't afford to buy a car. I can't afford the payment. So, that's great to come down. But it's still out of my reach. That's just the way it is. I mean, I'm not ashamed to say it on the radio. I don't make enough money right now to make a decent car payment. And that's just, we're making it. I mean, I'm blessed. Everything's paid for. Everything still runs. I'm not complaining. But let's get over the fact that the average individual, I think I'm an average individual as far as about every way possible. So the average family really can't afford to go out now and even trade in for a used car. The payments run $300 to $400 to $500 a month or more, and they can't even buy groceries now. How are they going to buy a car, Melody?
I don't know.
You know, people got to think about this. This is for real. I don't care what the news says. I live in the real world. I live down where you go pick up a half gallon of bleach at $6 for Clorox bleach. Come on now. $6. And a pack of Ritz crackers at a dollar store, 6 rolls in a box, almost $5. Really? And we're okay, inflation coming down, we should be rejoicing. I don't believe it works that way. Melody, I'm going to shut up. I'll get carried away. Go ahead.
And you know what? And it's funny because here was an example, and this is a great example that someone sent in. And it's like, yeah, inflation's not getting worse at the same rate, but it's still cumulative. Even using the CPI, which is far from perfect, a dollar saved in June of 2019 now has the purchasing power of 8 cents today. So if your income has gone up 20% since then, all you've done is tread water. And no one's income has gone up 20% since then. And we also forget something. The Fed wants inflation. Government needs, because of our debts, needs inflation. They don't want it. They need it. So, again, you know, it's all, they'll do whatever they have to do in order to, but nothing's changing. They're not going to stop their spending. They're not going to stop the money creation. They're not going to stop the deficit spending. So, not until
they can't stop
it. It's forced them until
they can't stop it. They can't stop it.
They can't stop it.
They're into deep now. They can't stop it until everything totally collapses somehow or another. They can't stop it.
Oh.
All this rhetoric, we're going to cut on that bull. Just go ahead and spend it all. Get inflation up to 100%. Maybe someone get their eyes open then. And it, you can't stop it. Get over this. We've been telling us that now for longer than I've been alive. It's been a lie for many, many, many decades. They can't stop it. You can't do it and keep on passing more bills to spend more money and raise more benefits for people that don't want to work and to take care of illegals. No, you can't. You can't do it. It won't work, and they're lying to us, Mel. They're just flat out lying to us.
So anyway. if you think their little 3% is going to help you out, well.
I haven't noticed any difference yet, but anyway.
It's not because it's not the real world inflation number. Food's not going to come. You know, okay, we saw what? You see a 10% increase in inflation on food. Okay, it drops 3%. Okay, it's still high, isn't it? I mean, it's not going back to the days, not when you have your dollar losing more and more value of the purchasing power. The purchasing power is gone. It's not going to come back. And that's what they don't focus on. So, anyway, what's new?
Well, I'll tell you this. I went to the feed store, Tractor Supply, that day to get a sack of sweet feed. I have a few head of cattle here, and every now and then I give them a little bit of sweet feed. I don't like giving much. I prefer totally grass-fed, but get a little bit of sweet feed. So when they see me, they'll come to me. If they happen to get out, I don't have to chase them. They'll come right to me. And I saw, man, the price came down. That went from $18.99 down to $12.99 down a bag, and I was so excited. It dropped $6. I got the feed home and opened it. It's not the same quality of feed. It's a different feed, a different formula.
Yep.
So it dropped $6, but they cut back on the quality of it. Now that's the truth, folks. I'm telling you the truth. I know what I just bought it, so I know what I'm talking about. So don't hold your breath for things to turn around. It just ain't going to happen. In a way,
the old guy, Bond, he used to be called the Bond King, Bill Gross. He predicts American consumers are going to run out of cash later this year. So, you know, they're talking about people are still spending their COVID money. It's like, I think people spent that a long time ago. They're spending their credit card money.
That's exactly right. Now, this is a little bit not to do with our finances, but I want to share this because I thought it was kind of interesting. Costco appears to have handed Bud Light a painful death star. Mm-hmm. Bud Light, ever since their adventure with that pervert, has really cut their sales, oh my, hugely. Social media reports indicate things could get even worse for the beer that is making boycotts famous. To the uninitiated, the little asterisk on the upper right-hand corner of the Bud Light price tags at a few Costco stores, as seen in images now making the rounds of Twitter, is just a little speck of type. But in the universe of Members Only Warehouse retail chain, the asterisk is noted as the Death Star, because when it appears on a label, it means that the store does not plan to restock the product once its supply is sold out, according to Newsweek. Wow. Images show the Death Star on different can sizes and packaging, which could mean only certain Bud Light sizes are fading away at certain stores. So, Bud Light, you asked for it, and you got it. Go woke, go broke. There you go. I had to share it, Melody. I thought that was hilarious.
Yes, anyway, that is.
I had to say it. Now, remember the day we discussed that people were going to dollar stores and leaving Walmart? They can't afford it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Middle class can't afford Walmart prices as massive increases hit stores. Walmart prices are rising at a brisk pace in 2023, while consumers are seeing the cost of everyday essentials go through the roof. The company's executives say that food inflation is likely to persist for much longer than expected. At the same time, the retail giant's profits are reaching new records. Now, let's just let this sink in a minute. They're saying food prices going up. They admit that. But their profits are hitting new records. Are they concerned for your bottom line, my friend? Have they cut their prices to the bone? They still make a profit, but not record profits? Does Walmart really care for you? I mean, are they there for you? Cause, you know, that's why you shop there. They really are for the people. Really? They're making record profits while you're struggling to buy the food. But the vast majority of Americans haven't seen their incomes rising accordingly. And that's especially true for middle-class income households. Right now, middle-class workers are coping with the highest cost of living in decades, and many of them can no longer afford to shop at Walmart and are flocking to discount stores instead. And in fact, the chain's CEO, Doug McMillon, revealed that 75% of Walmart's new customers are upper-income Americans who make over $100,000 a year. That indicates there's something extremely wrong with the American middle class right now. Yeah, they're going broke. Anyway, the group is known worldwide for its purchasing power and economic strength, and for years it actively contributed to the growth of the mega retailer. The most notable revelation comes from a new study that exposes Walmart as everything to do with the decline of the U.S. middle class. I repeat that. Walmart has everything to do with the decline of the U.S. middle class. Let that go. I've said this for years. Walmart is not on our side. Despite reporting a 7.33% profit growth, the world's biggest retailer is warning about weaker sales volume for the rest of 2023 and shared a gloomy forecast last month, noting that abnormally high food inflation is likely to drive away low- and middle-income shoppers from its stores. According to an analyst at Go Banking Rates, over the past 12 months, grocery prices have risen at Walmart stores by an average of 27.2%. Buddy, what do you think about that?
Wow, it's amazing.
Almost 30% rise in the last 12 months. Folks, that's $3 out of 10. Man, that's huge.
Yeah.
The biggest increase has happened in the meat category, followed by produce and dry goods. During the past three quarters, most Walmart's growth in the grocery segment was fueled by customers with annual household incomes of more than $100,000, the company's chief financial officer, John David Rainey, told CNBC. Meanwhile, inflation has prompted middle-class shoppers to rethink their consumption strategies. Over the past couple of years, many Americans have started to feel substantially poorer whenever they shop for groceries or hit the gas pump. Data released by the new Pew Research Center showed that 71% of the middle-class workers say their incomes aren't keeping up with the rising cost of living, and now these consumers are currently looking for value to save money. 71% of middle-class, not poverty, middle-class earners in this country say their incomes are not keeping up with inflation. And Walmart's groceries prices went up over 27% in a year.
Wow.
That means what you buy for $7 last year, you're paying $10 this year for.
Wow.
Gee. Now, you ain't going to believe this one, but this is really true. Americans turning to installment apps, Klarna and Affirm, to buy groceries. Now, they're paying for the installments. Gracie Williams spends a lot of time thinking about her bills. As a primary earner in a household that includes her ailing mother and younger brother, the South Carolina librarian is constantly weighing how to divvy up $2,100 a month take-home pay and late father's retirement benefits. After the house and car payments, her mother's medical bills, filling the gas tank, and other expenses, there's little left for groceries. It feels like my dollar is being stretched to the absolute limit, and it's still not enough. But Williams, 31, has found a way to feed her family in installments. Who would have thought we'd buy groceries in installments? Probably don't have time to finish this article before the break, but having to pay groceries in installments. Melly, how does that strike you?
Wasn't that the same? Yeah, that's what they use with credit cards, right?
So, yeah. But now they have an app that they can pay installments. You know, we know they buy groceries with a credit card, but that doesn't mean they don't pay it off. You know, right away. You know, they just get it because it's handy. But now they have to buy installments because they have to.
Well, no. Sometimes they use the credit cards because they have to. But I never heard of layaway food. Can you lay away your food?
I have to break you and finish this article because I read this. I thought this can be happening in America, but it is. All righty, I hear the music.
Yes. Are you taking us out?
I can, folks. Right back. Don't y'all go away. Got a lot more to talk about.
Oh. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back in the final segment today. And again, we're, of course, Melody's with us today, but I'm doing most of the talking. She's sitting there. She probably, you listen real close, probably hear her snoring because my news.
No, that's Todd, not me. That's Todd
snoring. Okay.
That's Todd.
But back to the article, buying groceries on installments. She's using Klarna, never heard of it before, by the way, a buy now, pay later, or BNPL. Tool best known for helping people finance Pelotons, laptops, and other big-ticket merchandise. Klarna and other buy-now-pay-later services are increasingly being tapped for groceries. Usage surged 40% in the first 2 months of 2023. And with inflation still elevated and consumer debt at record highs, industry experts expect more Americans will lean on such services to afford necessities like food and school supplies. The consumer is incredibly adept at finding ways to stretch their spending, and healthy or not, BNPL has certainly provided that outlet, said Simon Siegel, an analyst with BMO Capital Markets. It's not the only way, but I think it has been the easiest way in recent years. Buy now, pay later. In other words, you're charging your groceries. And I learned from a young boy, Melody, that you don't charge something that you're going to consume because you can't return it. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
So anyway, I mean, having to put groceries on a charge account. Gee. Americans seeking cheaper everyday essentials threaten corporate growth. That's at Bloomberg. Americans are cutting back on personal hygiene products in a touching sign, in a troubling sign for the U.S. economy and consumer-focused companies. So, folks, these start smelling people, they start smell a little stronger, you know why. They're cutting back on personal hygiene. Uh-huh. But anyway, despite surging inflation.
Oh, great.
Really? Despite surging inflation, shoppers kept spending thanks to income gains and government stimulus. But those benefits are waning, and now Americans are skimping on everyday items such as toilet paper and toothpaste. Gosh, we hard to do without toilet paper. Most insights on the economic environment come on Wednesday with the release of June's Consumer Price Index. The measure is anticipated to show annual inflation showed it slowed to 3.1%, the slowest ever since March 2021. The strains that the consumer is under have been exacerbated over the last couple of months, says Morningstar analyst Aaron Leisch. The reduction of food assistance programs, lower tax returns, and using up savings and stimulus funds have an impact, she said. Take Holly Ernst, a single mother of $2 from Oak Park, Illinois. Still facing rising costs, including a looming rent increase on a two-bedroom apartment, the 48-year-old recently stopped buying shaving cream, soap will have to do, and traded down the cheaper Colgate toothpaste from Crest, maybe a Procter & Gamble company. She also cut out Aveeno lotion, so now her family uses Vaseline. Cash doesn't stretch as far as it used to, said Ernst, who is an event coordinator at a law firm. Even with her spending cuts, she still has to use a credit card to make ends meet. I just accepted that's the way it is. Personal hygiene products, including staples, have taken a hit, according to NIQ, which tracks purchases at U.S. retailers. Units sold of toothpaste, laundry detergent, and toilet paper are down by 3-4% in the 52 weeks through June 24th. To be sure, some products are being used less at home as Americans return to work and travel. So, whatever. As Procter & Gamble shipment volumes have declined for the past four quarters, same goes for rival Kimberly-Clark Corporation, which said earlier this year that it expects price increases to subside in 2023 as consumers shift to less expensive store brands. You need to find a new way to grow your business other than price because consumers are getting tapped out, said NIQ's Carmen Allison. More people are living paycheck to paycheck. I'll read that last sentence again, Melody. Why don't you listen to this? You need to find a new way to grow your business other than price increases. Would you call that price gouging?
I'd call it something.
I mean, they make profit, we just raise the price. But they can't do it now. People can't afford it. So all along, that would them raise your prices, whether their cost is up or not, that still causes inflation for the consumer, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
Gee. I wonder if anybody thinks about that. I mean, they come right out and say it. But when you read it, how many people actually would catch that? I mean, I'm not saying I'm smart. I'm just saying how many people would actually look at that and say, well, you know, what's that mean? Just like Walmart, making record profits, but people could have quit shopping there because they can't afford it. Something's not right in that picture. Bank of America to automatically reimburse the customers 100 men after a firm illegally charged junk fees, withheld promised rewards, and opened fake credit card accounts without holders' consent. Melody, how in the world is nobody going to jail for that?
Well, Wells Fargo did it.
I know. That's in this article, too. But why is nobody being criminally punished for that?
Well, they pay a fine, Butch. I mean, isn't that enough?
Yeah. $100 million bucks to BOA is like you spend a nickel, something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Bank of America has been ordered to pay $250 million for illegally charging junk fees, withholding credit cards and rewards, and opening fake accounts. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau accused the bank of harming hundreds of thousands of customers by systematically double-dipping on fees for account holders with insufficient funds. Now let that sink in, folks. For hundreds of thousands of consumers, they double-dipped on the fees. Why is somebody not going to jail for that? That's stealing! Customers are in line for a $100 million refund, while the bank will be forced to pay $150 million in penalties to CFPB and the Office of Comptroller of Currency. Now, wait a minute now. The consumer gets taken. They get $100 million between all of them, and the CFPB gets $150 million, and they did nothing. Refunds will be processed automatically. Bank of America confirmed that it could not say how much the average consumer would be compensated. Some of the allegations are reminiscent of the Wells Fargo scandal last decade, when the bank was ordered to pay $190 million after staff were found to be signing customers up to additional bank accounts and credit cards without their knowledge. That absolutely is not only illegal, it's immoral. Somebody needs to pay for that other than a corporation get fined $100 million. They need to find the ones who got the scheme started and prosecute them. What do you think, Melody?
Well, you know, I mean, it's who, you know, there isn't anybody held accountable for anything anymore. And we've said that. How many times do we say that on a daily basis? And, you know, if people were beginning to be held accountable for things, you know, maybe we could see maybe a little bit of a change, but it's all by design. And we've gone too far. They can't change it. They can't hold anybody accountable because, good Lord, you know, everybody would be in jail.
That's just about true. That's about true.
Yeah. So.
Financing the rope. Should federal employees, including congressmen, be giving the CCP their pension funds? This out of Washington, folks. Among the most successful and insidious of the unrestricted warfare techniques the Chinese Communist Party has employed for over three decades is to capture American elites among the denizens of Wall Street. For the relatively paltry sum of tens of billions of dollars in commissions, sweetheart deals, preferential treatment, and other inducements, you could say bribes, I guess, the CCP has gotten enormous help in financing its quest for absolute control at home and global hegemony abroad. As a result, by some estimates, American investors in public and other pension funds, 401k plans, mutual index, and exchange-traded funds, and other vehicles have, in many cases, unwittingly had their money invested by corporations like BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and Fidelity in Chinese communist companies by some estimates at the tune of $3 to $6 trillion. What do you think about that, Melody? Our retirement funds are going into finance China. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Among those are companies like that directly help arm and otherwise enhancing the warfaring capabilities of People's Liberation Party. In practice, moreover, pursuant to Chinese direct dictator Xi Jinping, military evil civil fusion doctrine, every Chinese company works for the CCP and its military arm, the PLA. Indeed, under a new intelligence law, so must all companies, including U.S. ones, doing business in the People's Republic of China. Folks, let that sink in. Last week, Memorial Committee on the Present Danger, China, webinar exposed how venture capitalists, epitomized by Neil Sheen, reputed to be the world's most successful VC maven and his firm, Sequoia Capital, are helping the Chinese communists weaponize Silicon Valley and America's technology sector to China's enormous benefit and America's great peril. Today, the CPDC webinar titled Financing the Rope, Should Federal Employees, Including Congressmen, Be Giving the CCP Their Pension Funds, will explore the outrageous fact that Wall Street financiers are now imperiling the savings of not only millions of Americans by investing them in our mortal enemy, the Chinese Communist Party. BlackRock and State Street, as managers of the Federal Fifth Savings Plan, are doing the same with the pension funds of many U.S. government employees, present and past, military as well as civilian. Wow. And you get your money 401k, people? Not only are you kidding or broke in time, you're supporting America's worst enemy.
Yep.
Gee. I did not know all that, Melody. That article really was a powerful article.
Yes, it is.
I did not realize that. I mean, $3 to $6 trillion? Gee. Wow. Any comments on that?
No, I mean, people are, you know, well, there is nothing that is transparent in anything. And that's why Wall Street's so important. This whole system, the money system, the governments, not just ours, but world governments, it's just so corrupt. Maybe it was always that way to some degree. But, you know, it's and maybe if you turn a blind eye and don't pay attention to it, maybe it doesn't impact you. But what a sad thing of not wanting to know the truth, not wanting to know what's going on around you.
For your children's sake, if nothing else. I just look at it and I just want to shake your head and go on, but you can't do that because you got to talk about these things and get them out. And I'm going to have time to finish all articles today, but I'll get a couple more in. France, Germany kick off NATO summit with new missiles and tanks for Ukraine. Whoopee. NATO's annual summit in Lithuania kicked off with major new pledges of military support with new missile systems and tanks heading east from Germany and France. I'm not going to take time to go through all that. I don't have time. But also heading east from Berlin are 40 more Cold War era martyr infantry fighting vehicles to meet the 60-odd already pledged, 25 more first-generation Leopard 1 main battle tanks, and 5 tank recovery vehicles. Supporting operation will be delivered 20,000 more artillery rounds and 5,000 smoke canister rounds. That's just to name a few things being sent now from France and Germany. Xi Jinping warned Putin against launching nuclear attack on Ukraine. I do believe that, I didn't know this happened, but I do believe this may be one of the reasons that we haven't seen a nuclear attack. China has warned Putin not to do that. I'm not sure all the ins and outs of that. It doesn't say what China was going to kick Russia's butt if they did or whatever. It didn't say that at all. I think probably it's to prevent a world war. They're not ready for it right now. So China had a little bit of a reason why Putin hasn't nuked Ukraine already, Mel. Any comments on that?
No, I don't.
Ukraine peace nowhere in sight at key NATO summit, preparing for an even greater war. They didn't even talk about peace, not even a little bit. The start of NATO's annual summit in Lithuania on Tuesday has been dominated by talk of maintaining the flow of weapons to Ukraine, potentially expanding the Western military alliance to include the war-ravaged nation as its conflict with invading Russia forces brag on. Ceasefire and peace talks are the only means to end this bloody spiral, and nobody's even talking about them. So they're going to talk about getting more cruise missiles, more cluster bombs, and then what? Tactical nuclear weapons? Yeah, folks. And Putin's main ally, who was president of the country at one time, Medvedev, says World War III is approaching. Now, folks, this is serious. The completely mad West risked a third world war by supporting Ukraine, the former Russian president has claimed. Ukraine didn't get into NATO. They were upset about that. Sweden did. But I do believe, Melody, they thought they knew that if they brought Ukraine in, that might be the final straw. What do you think?
Well, I guess there was even a statement, even Biden has said that the White House says Ukraine joining NATO means war, you know, and that's what it was all about going all the way back to 2014, but I don't know. It's
Well, you know, Medvedev said we're heading for World War III, and I think he's right. This war keeps growing, and we're heading towards that. Whether you like it or not, folks, that's about where we are.
And, you know, I don't know. You're a military guy. You're a military guy. My question is, again, I don't support Russia in doing what they're doing whatsoever, but I have a question. If Russia's if his army is so beaten down and they have lost as many men as what we've been told they've lost, how can he still be in Ukraine?
Good question. You know that's not true. The Russia could end up war in 2 weeks if they wanted to. And you know they could on Tech One Button. Wow, we're out of time.
We are. We'll be right back. Or else we'll be right back tomorrow. It goes by so fast. Dave and I will be back. So make sure you're safe tonight. Good night and God bless. That's too bad. Got me a wealthy